I see a generation that has faces a situation that has never, ever, ever been faced in history before. And I tell you what it is. This generation, this young generation, has the power to destroy the human race. That's never been true, to kill a few people with a bow and arrow, kill a few people with machine guns, toss a bomb, kill a few hundred, but never has there been a generation with chemical, biological, nuclear weapons, if you get it wrong, to destroy the human race. But also, this is the first generation in human history that has the money and the resources to solve the problems of the human race. When Keir Hardie and the old dreamers dreamed about a fair world, there wasn't the technology to do it. There is. If we divert the money from war to peace, we could solve them. We could build people's homes and schools and everything. It might take a bit of time, but we could do it. That's never been true before. And you see, when we talk about technology, we sometimes forget the key question is what do you use it for? I never have forgotten this story. Forgive me if I tell you about technology. Years ago, younger people won't remember, but there was a space race between the Russians and the Americans to see who could put a man on the moon first. And the Russians put on the moon a huge thing, a space vehicle. It was like a World War I tank with caterpillar track, and it moved across the surface of the moon. And I had a letter from a constituent in Bristol who said, Tony, I've kept the letter. He said, Tony, I see the Russians have put a space vehicle on the moon. Is there any chance of a better bus service in Bristol? And I sometimes think that where the human race are like survivors in a lifeboat with one loaf of bread. Imagine a shipwreck and you're in a lifeboat with a few people and one loaf of bread. Only three ways you could distribute the bread. You either sell it so the rich gobble it, you fight for it so the strong get it, or you chop it up and share it. And you'll never have peace in the world without justice. And you'll never have justice if you don't meet people's needs. And that is what this whole demonstration on March the 18th is about, what all our work has got to be about. And don't wait for someone to gallop onto the stage in a white horse and say, vote for me and I'll do it for you, because it's never ever happened like that. It's happened because young people got together. How did apartheid end? How did women get the vote? How did we make ever any progress? Always people underneath. Comrades, we do it ourselves or it won't be done. But there are enough of us to know if we work together, we can do it. Keep going.